From Brandon, Manitoba, in the news center of Q Country 91.5 and 94.7 Star FM, this is a Westman News Update.
I'm Harry Callahan with your update for Monday, June 20th. Brandon missed a new daytime high on Sunday by just 1.3 degrees. We hit 34.3, just shy of the record of 35.6 set back in 1911. Around the province, there were 21 new records, including a couple in Westman.
In Melitta, the temperature was 34.8, and then Pilot Mound was also 35.1.
James Colangelo at the weather office says after a chance of thunderstorms today and tomorrow, we're back into sunshine and more normal daytime highs in the mid-20s. Climatologist Dave Phillips called the sudden jump in heat in Manitoba this weekend dramatic after such a cool, wet spring. He says globally, Canada was one of the cooler spots around the world during the first half of 2022. This summer, he's predicting warmer than usual temperatures and stormy. The future of the Park Community Center is back on Brandon Council's agenda tonight. The vote this time is to decide whether to demolish the aging structure and build a new one. Also on a busy night, a vote on amending the rules that govern outdoor fire pit use, whether to start mosquito fogging before they get any worse, and whether to request CN Rail trains to stop using their whistle when traveling through the crossing at 34th Street. The search for a Brandon man missing since Friday was expected to resume this morning. Mounties say 41-year-old Jordan Ross was last seen leaving his home around 8:15 a.m. Friday to do some work at Grand Valley Campground. His vehicle was found later on the shoulder of Highway 1 near the Assiniboine River. Police have not yet provided an update on Sunday's search. Brandon police arrested a 27-year-old woman on impaired driving charges Saturday. Police made an arrest after pulling over a vehicle on Park Avenue. They say the suspect's breath samples were 1.5 times over the legal limit. The province is spending $16 million to recruit and hire more than 350 healthcare aides and is also adding 72 positions for registered nurses and licensed practical nurses. The government will also establish medical leads to provide guidance to care homes and to enhance infection prevention controls. The moves are in response to recommendations in a report into long-term care facilities in Manitoba. Hundreds of CN Rail workers have walked off the job across the country over outstanding issues with wages and benefits. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers represents about 750 signals and communications employees. Experience and education, usually pretty crucial to landing a job, but because of the current shortage of workers, Canadian employers are willing to sacrifice those. A new study found 77% of businesses will hire a worker based on soft interpersonal skills rather than hard knowledge. Canada's jobless rate is now at its lowest level since 1976. Manitobans keep winning on the lotteries. Last Friday, someone in the province won $1 million on the Lotto Max Max Millions. Tomorrow's jackpot is an estimated $60 million. And it was a great weekend to catch a flick at Brandon's Landmark Cinemas and to enjoy air conditioning if you don't have it. Jurassic World Dominion was the number one movie this weekend, taking in $58 million for a grand total of $250 million. Pixar's Lightyear was second, followed by Top Gun Maverick, Doctor Strange, and the Bob's Burgers movie. That's your information update on Q Country 91.5 and 94.7 Star FM. I'm Harry Callahan.
For more on these stories, visit qcountryfm.ca or starfm.ca. Locally owned and operated by Westman Communications Group.